The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell, this Tuesday edition, 2/12/2019, wet, mushy, snowy day. I hate it. I much prefer the fluffy stuff because it's easier to shovel and or use a snowblower. You can't use a snowblower with the wet, mushy stuff. Being a homeowner now, it's going to be backbreaking. So I am not looking forward to coming home and doing this stuff. So 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. Today we're going to talk about Trump's approval rating. It shows Washington, Gallup's optimism about personal finances in 16 years, Europe on the cusp of a nightmare, Green Party, occasional cortex, post cocktails and revolution recipes, chances of another shutdown on the rise, Trump and Beto set for a showdown at the border, president leads towards declaring state of emergency, new flood of aliens, Dems fear Biden weaker than Hillary, Mueller hasn't said a word and he won't, Congresswoman, the anti-Semitic Twitter rampage says, I'm sorry, so sorry, please accept my apology. I wouldn't accept your apology, witch. Nancy pulled out that crack that whip. Whoops. G.A. Moll's Netflix download tax, that's going to suck. But my main topic is going to be about the Empire Star. There's many stories coming out now that he lied about the attack. Anyone who lies about an attack and blame it on Trump supporters, or anyone for that matter, should be jailed. So that's going to be our main topic for today, right after this.
All right, there is something truly magnificent about being sad, and that is that everyone can be sad. Some people are sad sometimes, other people are sad all the time, and this is just a song about being sad. Whoop-dee-doo, let's get to it! Ha-ha! I've got a problem, I'm always so sad. The littlest things get me pissed off or mad. My life's pretty good, no, I don't have it bad, so it's hard to explain all these feelings I have. I'm just a baby, I think that explains it. I burned up my toes, got so sad that I fainted. I played a great song on repeat, now I hate it, and nobody likes this picture I painted. My only messages come from my mommy. I spend my life feeling like nobody wants me. You're kinda cute, but your friend is a hottie. His shiny white teeth and his muscular body. I wear a cool outfit and try to look edgy. My underwear rides up and gives me a wedgie. My pants are too tight, now I wish they were stretchy. Why do these small things always upset me?
Little things make me wanna cry sometimes, but that's just life. It'll be alright.
If you're really sad, everything just turns out wrong. If you're really sad,
one once, but I couldn't get in. I bought a lottery ticket, but I didn't win, so I bought two more and I lost again. My phone's plugged in, but it isn't charging. I wake up in the morning looking like a Martian. I'm crying on the daily, you could call me Carson. Could you please shut the door if you're gonna barge in? My shoes are too small and I can't fit my foot in. Went back to the mall and I stepped in some pudding. I tried to return them, they said that I couldn't. Here are some things that upset me that shouldn't. My coffee's too bitter, got stains on my shirt. I popped my balloon and my dog is a jerk. I stepped in some gum, then I stepped in some poop. I feel like a hamster, I'm stuck in a loop.
Little things make me wanna cry sometimes, but that's just life. It'll be alright.
If you're really sad, everything just turns out wrong. If you're really sad, let me hear you sing this song. If you're really sad,
like really sad,
everything just turns out wrong.
I'm talking about everything.
If you're really sad,
I'm really sad,
let me hear you sing along.
Sing it, yeah.
If you're really sad, everything just turns out wrong. If you're really sad, let me hear you sing this song. If you're really sad, everything just turns out wrong. If you're really sad,
Welcome back. So let's get this show started. Well, let's get over the stuff that doesn't that's not that important. I mean, it's important. I mean, it is important in some ways, but 52% approval, jolts Washington. Let's just glaze over this story. Trump approval rating among likely voters soars to his best in 23 months at 52%. Now, you got to keep in mind that this is with the whole media against him, and every day, basically, there's a negative story about him. So that in itself is totally amazing that he could fight to have 52% of likely voters. That means, unfortunately for the media, his Twitter, his use of Twitter is working, and he's going around them and bringing his message directly to the people. So that's a good thing for the president. Gallup, optimism about personal finances in 16 years. Let's see what this is all about. Americans' confidence in their financing keeps growing, and it says here the highlights of this is 69% expect their financial situation to improve over the next year. I would put myself in that bracket. I mean, I have basically upgraded my life, for lack of a better word, being from a renter to a homeowner. So yes, obviously there's cost that goes with that. I'm not gonna pay as much as I was renting, but I am paying towards my future, and I didn't have a 401k plan, you know, when I was renting, but now I decided to opt into it because now that the company's offering match, they're not matching 50-50 or 100%, but they're doing some matching, so I've opted into that. So I do expect my finances to improve in the next year. So I am with the 69% of people that expect that to happen. Soros says that Europe is on the cusp of a nightmare. George Soros, this guy will never die. Evil never dies. In Germany, Europe is sleepwalking into oblivion, and the people of Europe need to wake up before it is too late. If they don't, the European Union will go with the way of the Soviet Union in 1991. Neither our leaders nor citizens seem to understand that we are experiencing a revolutionary moment, that the range of possibilities is very broad, and that eventual outcome is thus highly uncertain. Most of us assume, you know what happens when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me, assume that the future will more or less resemble the present, but this is not necessarily so. In a long and eventful life, I have witnessed many periods of what I call radical stuff. We are living in a much period today. So I care much not, really. Okay? I must be slipping. I thought I turned my computer volume down. I guess I did not. Okay, so it's that cold weather. By the way, I am loving my Ecobee thermostat. Not just to go off topic for a bit, I am loving it. I am very happy that I went with it. It's really great. I had some friends over, and he brought the wife and kids, and the Ecobee, it has Alexa built right in, so they wanted to hear some kids' music, so I just played it to my thermostat. And my other friend, he was over, he's a carpenter. He was doing some stuff to my door, and all this time he thought it was the speaker, the Alexa speaker. I was like, no, that's my thermostat, dude. He was like, wow, that is pretty cool. But it is nice that I have a schedule set to help me save energy. So for instance, when I'm not home, I have it set to a wave of 62 degrees. And when I'm home, I have it set to 65 degrees. And when I'm about to sleep, I have that drop back down to 62. So helps me save energy. It's not like when I was a renter, I didn't have to pay for heat. Oh yeah, I blasted that sucker to 90 degrees. That's a little exaggeration, between 80 and 85. But now there's no way I'm gonna even go anywhere near that now that I have to pay for it. See, that's the problem with people on the welfare system. When you don't have to pay for something, you abuse it. I am one to say that it's just human nature. I didn't want to, but it's just human nature. Free heat and hot water, what? I would take an hour-long shower. Are you kidding me? When I didn't have to pay for the water and I didn't have to pay for the heat, that's right, 80 to 85. But now, instantly when you gotta pay for it, I instantly became so responsible. I mean, like, boom, it was like a blink of an eye. I gotta be responsible. All right, let's get back to some of these stories. Green Party. Occasional cortex, post cocktails, full revolution. Let's see what the heck this is all about. Thou damn witch. You are a witch. A bug-eyed witch. A bug-eyed witch. Come on, load up. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Representative occasional cortex post cocktails for revolution on her Twitter page on Monday. Let's see. Occasional cortex posted the following recipes. World without a hashtag Green New Deal. A bitter, dark, and stormy. I can't take this lady serious. Let's just close this. I can't do it. I'm not gonna even pretend. No. Video shows students all about New Deal, then find out what's in it. Wait, let's see this. This sounds delicious. So, students all about occasional cortex Green New Deal, then they find out what's in it. Let's see what happened. Let's see. So last week, Occasional Cortex unveiled her long-awaited Green Deal, a plan aimed at drastically reducing carbon emissions in the next 10 years. The plan has already received the endorsement of the Democratic presidential candidates like Senator Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, but for others, it has turned heads for its drastic approach to fighting climate change, global warming. Among the proposals initially listed in the plan were moving away completely from oil, coal, and natural gas within 10 years. Are you kidding me, witch? In fact, I'm trying to move over to natural gas. The home that I bought, that was the one downside. I did not want oil heating, and that's why even when I switch over to natural gas, if I can do it, I have someone coming in tomorrow, and they're gonna assess, you know, if I am able to convert my oil furnace to natural gas, or if I need a whole new unit, and how much that will cost. But oil is just too expensive. It cost me to fill it up. But a colleague of mine's, he also has oil, and today, in fact, he has someone coming over to look at his unit. So when I'm gonna ask him how much did they quote him to switch it over, because I'm very curious, because that's the route I'm looking to go. Natural gas is so much cheaper and cleaner. And I'm not messing with the oil. It's just too expensive. I really is. That was the one thing I did not want to do. I mean, I got the home. Other than that, I love the home. It's great. But it's just, I need natural gas. Okay, I don't know how I got off on that rant. Oh, because of this idiot saying, natural gas within 10 years. Okay, so this is insane. Creating a high-speed rail system to help eliminate air travel and and renovating every home in America. Does this witch really think that this is even possible? Think about it, idiot. Think about it, millennial fools. Do you really think that you could do a high-speed rail across oceans? Like, for instance, if you wanted to go from New York to Hawaii, just logistically, how is it possible to build a high-speed rail across oceans like that? Are you insane? Are you that effed up in the head? Oh, boy. I can't... It's hard to talk about these things in a civilized manner because it's so insane and so crazy that it's not possible to talk about this with any common sense. Oh boy, okay, so anyway, let's continue. But perhaps the most controversial point of all was the plan to provide economic security for those unwilling to work. Let me repeat that. Economic security for those unwilling to work. Are you freaking kidding me? This witch is so effed up, it's not even funny. So anyway, I wanted to get to the kids here. Let's see here. Related video. Let's see if I can play a little bit of this video and see how this goes.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Miami talking to students about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. It sounds nice, it's ambitious, but will students support it when they find out what's actually in it? Let's talk to them to find out. The number one trending thing on social media yesterday was her Green New Deal. It's a plan to combat climate change. It was already endorsed by multiple Democrat frontrunners for president 2020.
Yeah.
Based on what you've heard of the plan, would you say you view it favorably or unfavorably?
I view it favorably. I think that we need to cut our reliance on fossil fuels. It's definitely a great idea.
I like that it's progressive. I like that it is going to push the world forward where we need to be.
I would say you're a fool.
Just from like knowing like who's endorsed it and just like some like little things, it sounds great.
I think it'd be great for us.
I think if we didn't do that, then we're going to be killing ourselves, basically.
You're a freaking fool.
I think it's very important to support that.
Anything that would reduce our dependence on fossil fuels is really important.
I definitely support this movement.
Some of the things in the plan I want to get your opinion on. So the plan says within 10 years, we're going to completely outlaw coal, natural gas, and oil. So gasoline, anything like that in 10 years.
I don't agree with that. But to be honest with you, I think we need those things to live.
And I do not think it is feasible in 10 years. I don't think that would be something that would be able to be done in such a short amount of time.
I think 10 years is a little extreme because I feel like there's such a big global market and economic impact of oil businesses, albeit it might not be good for the environment, but you can't deny there's a big economic impact to these companies.
What's your thought on that?
Sounds like a reach, honestly.
Do you think that's feasible?
No.
If you're unwilling to work, we will still supply help for your salary and help for a living wage.
No, absolutely not.
If you're not willing to contribute to society, then I don't think that the people who are contributing should pay for you.
Now they sound like they have common sense.
I feel like it kind of sends the poor message of, you know, you can just get away with not doing anything and, you know, getting money. It's kind of stupid.
And now they sound sensible.
Personally, unwilling isn't the best way to go about things. Like, I don't want to go to college, but I have to get a job, so...
Everyone needs to contribute. That's the only way society works.
Now they sound like it's have sense.
I think that if you're unwilling, that I don't know if you should receive money for that.
If you didn't want to go to class, if you were unwilling to go to class, should I still give you a good grade?
No. Yeah, like people definitely need a job and need to work.
Eliminating almost all air travel with high-speed rails. What's your thought on that?
I feel like it's kind of the same one. It's like, I feel like 10 years is a little extreme for that.
I don't think it should be eliminated altogether. I think it's definitely, like, can be an option. I think the more options we have, the better.
I think that's drastic. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Yeah, I can't see that happening either, honestly.
We've come so far to get to this point where we are right now with using these resources. And to say, oh, we have to get rid of it in 10 years... seems a little too much to me.
Who's going
to
pay for all of it? Who's going to offset the trillions of dollar cost that it would be?
Right. I don't know. Okay. Nobody knows. Like, it's kind of like, who's really going to pay? I don't, like...
Wow.
Based on what you've heard from these, does it change your perception of the plan at all?
Yeah. a lot.
Sometimes you need to take extreme measures to save the environment, but I don't think that is like, I think it's a bit too extreme.
It doesn't sound like something I'd be behind.
I don't agree with us having to, you know, take away flying in the air. I don't agree with, you know, taking away coal and things like that. And I don't agree with everyone getting money for doing nothing.
I'm Kevin Phillips.
All right, so see, when you actually told them what was in the plan, they all unanimously disagreed with the plan. So I feel that we have to get the message out there more, because these young people, as stupid as they may seem at times, common sense prevailed when they found out what was in the plan in a 10-year span. And they didn't even talk about getting rid of beef, because they claimed that cow farting has got to be eliminated. So that means no cow, no beef. He didn't talk about that. That's just ridiculous. All right, so yeah, that's your occasional cortex. What a dumb witch she is. Wow. So let's see. Chances of another shutdown on the rise. So let's see. Rush Limbaugh, I think he thinks, he didn't actually say it was a good idea. Savage thinks it's a bad idea. I think that it could be done by just paying for it, whether it's by national security disaster, or find some way to pay for it. It's gotta be done. So Washington says top Republicans and Democrats on the conference committee tasked with crafting a border security proposal by February 15, funding deadline or meeting Monday in an attempt to rescue the negotiation. It's not gonna happen, folks. I hate to tell you, but the Democrats, they were never going to negotiate. And I think that Trump, he has to know this. They don't negotiate. Anything that you know about Democrats, liberals, you must know this. And they don't back down from their positions. Republicans do, for some stupid reason. For Republicans, negotiating means, actually negotiating and giving little giving the other side something that they want in exchange to give you something what you want. That's what negotiating means for normal people. But for Democrats, negotiating means? It means that they get everything they want and you get nothing you want. That's what the Democrats call negotiating. So I don't see it happening. So we'll see what happens on the 15th. We'll see what happens. Another article here says the president leaned towards declaring state of emergency, which we all know what's going to happen with that. Instantly, the court is going to step in and then nothing's going to happen. So I don't know what's going to happen. New flood of illegal aliens. Let's see what this is all about. Let's see. After holiday lull, Central American family migration returns to record levels, new figure shows. I want to say the Rasmussen, they went to South America, I believe so, and they asked a certain amount of them, did they want to move to a different country? And I think what it boils down to is 42 million wants to come here to America. So that's not good. Not good at all. I mean, if they come the right way, obviously that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about illegally. But during the first week of January, when the extended Christmas season was still being celebrated in Mexico and Central America, the number of migrant family members taken into custody by the U.S. agents fell to as low as 200 on some days, according to the preliminary data from U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Friday, about 75% of the family members detained in January arrived during the second half of the month. Family groups accounted for 59%. So, that's that. Let's see. Newsom to pull National Guard. He claims that there's no national emergency, and so he's going to pull them. Rage yoga uses beer. Cursing to release stress? Wait. Okay. I don't know about you, but just me. When I'm cursing, I'm not releasing stress. I get more stressed. When I'm cursing, I'm angry. What kind of yoga is this? A rage yoga uses bear cursing to release stress. In Houston, some people need to release and let go. That according to Ashley Dozik at Brash Brewery in Houston, Texas. She says rage yoga is a practice that involves breathing, stretching, mudras, yoga postures, and a lot of bad humor. This is not your parents' yoga class. Yoga itself actually means union. So union with yourself, said Duzik. And that's not always just super calm breathing, practicing quiet time, like a lot of yoga places are. Why rage yoga? We are all angry about something, and we all have been holding on to the F-bomb for a little bit too long. So that's what this is. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of your and frustration. Okay, I don't care. I get rid of my frustration by talking to you guys, and it works for me. Before that, I used to do music. So, I replaced the music with this. Heaven has a wall. Grocery store ad mailer stirs controversy. Oh boy, that is true. Let's see, where is this place? So I'm looking at the flyer here. It says, "Heaven has a wall, a gate, and a strict immigration policy. Hell has open borders." Let that sink in. I like that. It's true. Not that I like it, but it's a fact. So yeah, I don't need to read any more of that. I definitely agree. I concur. If they had that grocery store, I would go to shop there just to... let me see what the name of the place is. Let's give them a little publicity. Let's see. What is the name of this place? The name of the place is Max Cash Saver. So... it's in Arkansas. It's a family-owned Christian grocery store. So I suggest you get out there and support them. Let's see here. Chicago topped the list of most corrupt American cities. I'm not surprised by that. What it's like to work inside Apple Black Site. Let's see, what's the Apple Black Site? I don't know what the Apple Black Site is, but I will talk about that right after these words.
Yeah, what's up? I'm the Mad Hatter. I'll pour you tea, please don't let it splatter. And don't be late for your very important date. My funny bunny friend is switching, cause he just can't wait for a tea party with you and me. Girl, this ain't no Starbucks drive-thru, you see. Falling down that rabbit hole, you must have hit your head. You think you are dreaming, but you in Wonderland instead. Whether you're big or whether you're small, I'll hatch your head with green, yellow and red, or you could have them all. You could wear a sombrero or a hat like a pirate and be Jack Sparrow. See, it doesn't really matter when you're the Mad Hatter. No, it doesn't really matter, cause I'm the Mad Hatter. Let me bust a cap on that nappy neck. Those dreadlocks need a beanie. You could look like a genie, or would you like to be a cowboy, baby? A pimp with a pimp hat, or Santa Claus, baby? Casablanca, I made hats for Willy Wonka.
Thanks.
Pretty ugly, even pretty ugly. I'm Darth Vader, I'm President Lincoln. I graduated, top my class, cause I'm always thinking of new styles, of new designs. My next one, you won't even find, because it doesn't really matter when you're the Mad Hatter. No, it doesn't really matter, cause he's the Mad Hatter. Oh hey, this stuff is getting risky. Another cup of coffee, my body's getting twitchy. I best move to another place, somewhere far from the fat red queen's face. Before she says, off with his head, this here bunny ain't gonna be dead. Need a champion to overtake the throne.
Down with the bloody red queen. You must slay the Jabberwock dragon. She's so ugly and mean. We want the White Queen, so I can start flutterwhacking.
Do you want to flutterwhack? Oh, I love to flutterwhack. Let's all just flutterwhack, flutterwhack with me. No, it doesn't really matter when you're the Mad Hatter.
Welcome back. Oh, man. I'm going to probably slow down because during the break, I had some leftover. I made some split peas soup, and man, it's like I ate that. It's like a heavy weight is on me. I was like, 323-85-1123 politicalbombshow.cf. So let's continue with this story about Apple's black site. Apple's new campus in Cupertino, California, is a symbol of how the company views itself as an employer, simultaneously inspiring its workers with its magnificent scale while coddling them with its four-story cafe and 100,000 square foot fitness center. But one group of Apple contractors find another building 6 miles away on Hammerwood Avenue in Sunnyvale to be a more apt symbol. Apartment symbol? Apt symbol? The building is as bland as the main Apple campus is striking. From the outside, there appears to be a reception area, but it's unstaffed, which makes sense given that people working in this satellite office, mostly employees of Apple contractors working on Apple Maps, use the back door. Wow, workers say managers instructed them to walk several blocks away before calling for a ride home. Several people who work here say it's widely referred to within Apple as a black site, as in a covert op facility. Inside the building, say former workers, they came to expect the vending machines to be understocked and to have to wait in line to use the men's bathrooms. Architectural surprise and the light wasn't a priority here. After all, the contract workers at Hammerwood almost all leave after their assignments of 12 to 15 months are up. It's not uncommon for workers not to make it to that long. According to 14 current and former contractors, okay, so basically contractors are treated a lot different. So, okay, it's a lot of companies treat contractors different. So I don't know, that's a big story. I don't know. Okay, what else do we have here? So Dems fear Biden is weaker than Hillary. Let's see, why do they think that? Why do they think that? Come on, load up. Let's see, so it says here, Joe Biden is everything a Democratic political consultant should love. He's experienced, well-liked, and his poll numbers look great against Donald Trump. And yet, many parties' strategists have a bleak assessment of the potential 2020 campaign. It's a bad idea. This last election cycle, we've seen a whole new level of energy that has emerged. Fresh faces and so forth. So, yeah. I can't say that they're wrong. But I can't say that they're wrong. Let's see. Venezuela on the brink. As Maduro digs in, his aides hunt for emergency escape route. As Dems field grows, 2020 race sharpens in tone. Kamala tried to keep inmates locked up for cheap labor. Let's see. It says here, ordered to reduce the population of California's overcrowded prisons, lawyers and then California Attorney General Kamala Harris' office made the case that some nonviolent offenders need to stay incarcerated or else the prison system would lose a resource of cheap labor. Are you kidding me? This witch wanted nonviolent offenders to stay in jail. I hope you're listening. If you are in California and you are a former nonviolent offender and you're out of jail now, don't vote Democrat. Don't vote Democrat. Okay, so what's healthy? Iran claims it has a formula for a nuclear bomb. Tehran warns would raise Tel Aviv to ground if attacked by USA. Scientists totally rethinking animal cognition. Let's see what this is all about. They have a picture of a crow here. Crows are very intelligent animals. I've read a lot about it. They're very intelligent. I saw one in my backyard. You know, when it gets warm in the spring, I'm going to put a bird feeder out there. And I saw something for a squirrel feeder. I don't know that I want squirrels coming here. Squirrels are just rodents. But I do like watching birds, so I'll get a bird feeder, and I'm not sure where to put it. I'll have to look at all the bird feeders and see where. I know you hang it in a tree, that much I know, and I have a big tree in the backyard there. So, amid the human crush of old Delhi, on the edge of medieval bazaar, a red structure with cages on its roof rises three stories above. Okay, what does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with anything? I don't feel like. For many scientists, the resonant mystery is no longer which animals are conscious, but which are not. I guess that's, I don't know. Dog DNA testing takes off and generates debate. Town barking ban has activists howling. Wait, so you gotta put a muzzle on your dog is what I'm guessing. French mayor issues barking ban in village following complaints about rowdy dogs. So, I don't know. Let's see. Tinder and something called, Grindr, it's spelled wrong, Grindr, face questions over age check. So I guess, I know Tinder is a, it's an app where I swipe up and swipe down or left, right, whatever I do, I forgot. Is Grindr, or maybe it's the type, same type of thing. But anyway, they're facing questions over age after rapes. Let's see. Wow. So if you are, if you're using Tinder and Grindr, apparently rapes are happening. Rape cases are happening. Okay, so it says here, I'm looking at, I guess it's showing the Tinder app, which I know that one because I've installed that one. The Grindr one is like a yellow mask or some type. UK government is to ask Tinder and Grindr what measures they are taking to ensure child safety after claims of exploitation on dating apps. So they're both dating apps. I figured that much. It was reported on Sunday that police have investigated more than 30 cases of child rape since 2015, where victims evaded age checks on dating apps. Now, some people might say, well, if they lie about their age, no, that's just as bad as saying that someone was deserves to be raped. It doesn't matter if they lied about their age or not. They don't deserve to be raped. But these sites do need to have more checks and balance so kids don't go on there and lie about their age. It was reported on Sunday that police have investigated more than 30 cases. Oh, I read that already. Jeremy Wright, the Secretary of State for Digital Culture, Media, and Sports said, I will be writing to these companies asking what measures they have in place to keep children safe from harm, including verifying their age. I don't know if it was Tinder, but one of these date apps I use, and where these girls would say, hey, I won't tell anyone. If you don't tell anyone, I'm 17, I'm old enough, I would report them right away. I would report them and block them because I'm not going to deal with that. Other data released to Sunday Times under freedom of information laws revealed there have been a further 60 further cases of child sexual offenses via online dating services, including grooming, kidnapping, and violent sexual assault. The youngest victim was said to be 8 years old. Last week, a man who spent a night with a 12-year-old girl he thought was 19 and whom he had met on a popular adult dating app was jailed for 2.5 years. That's his fault. If she tells me that she's 19 and I see her picture, clearly I know you what you're saying. Some teenagers look older. There's no way a 12-year-old could ever look like a 19-year-old. So there's just no way. I wouldn't meet with her without seeing her picture and actual videos. You know, like video conference. That's what I do because I don't even trust their pictures because they might send me what you call a catfish. They might be catfishing me. And so I definitely won't meet with her until we do some type of video conferencing where we can actually see each other. And I'm not going to get myself in trouble meeting with a 12-year-old girl. Are you crazy? Even if I could get away with it, that's just morally wrong and sick. Carl Hodgson, 28, who pleaded guilty to a number of charges, invited the child to his flat in Manchester City, that must be England, for a few days after they first made contact via an app. The victim used a different name on her dating app profile and falsely stated she was 19. Social media companies are facing renewed demands from the government to protect children from harmful online content amid growing concerns over suicide and self-harm among teenagers. Last month, Matt Hancock, the health secretary, warned companies including Facebook, Google, and Twitter that he would use the law to force them to act should they fail to remove inappropriate content. Grindr told the Sunday Times any account of sexual abuse or other illegal behavior is troubling to us, as well as a clear violation of our terms of service. Our team is constantly working to improve our digital and human screening tools to prevent and remove improper underage use on our app, Tinder said. It used both automated and manual tools to moderate users, including scanning profiles for red flag images, and said it also depended on users to report profiles that may belong to a minor. That's me. That's what I did on Tinder. If I suspect, I saw a picture on there, and you could call it snitching or whatever, but it's cleaning it up for us guys. Because ultimately, us guys, we're the ones who use these apps more than women. And if you have a whole bunch of teenage girls on there, guys are going to get in trouble. So I'm cleaning up the act. So call it what you will. I don't care, honestly. I really don't. It's cleaning up the act. All right, so when I come back, we'll get into the story in which I want to talk about, and that's Jussie Smollett. Many are saying that they doubt his story on the attack, and an unidentified man claims that he's lying about the attack. So we will end our segment here and come back and talk about that right after this.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Whitewater and cattle futures, Lincoln's bed for rent. FBI files in her home that had her fingerprints. Rose Law Firm billing records went missing for a time, but just until the SOL had run out for the crime. Her plane touched down in Bosnia under sniper fire. Exhibit 666 from our congenital liar. The girl who shared her poem must have been a Navy SEAL. Dodging bullets on the tarmac, really no big deal. Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. She flunked the DC bar exam, but it's not about cognition. She said, I can't recall 50 times in deposition. White House furniture and China she had to give back. Honesty is not the only moral code she lacks. Her speech at the convention, most important of her life. Bill took a nap, hands in his lap, ouch, that had to bite. She spoke for one whole hour and didn't make us pay. But for just 20 minutes, Wall Street gave $300K.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. 30,000 wiped out emails, that was sure a winner. They were all about her yoga class and Chelsea's wedding dinner. She said they weren't top secret when sent or when received, but the FBI said, yeah, they were. Who do you believe? The White House travel office was another major fail. She stuffed it with her cronies after firing Billy Dale. The DNC and Sanders, $6 billion gone from state. Clinton Foundation, CGI, how long should Haiti wait?
It's time for the United States to start thinking of Iraq as a business opportunity.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. She lined her pantsuit pockets with foreign donations, passed through Canada to the Clinton Foundation. Oman and Saudi princes, she really made their day, while all the rest of us are the ones who get to pay. Perhaps the worst of all was her Benghazi lie. Told parents that a video was why sons had to die. 3 a.m. call unanswered, proof she is a fake. Then she had the nerve to say,
what difference at this point does it make?
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Roger Clinton out of prison when his pardon came. Mark Rich was still a fugitive, the story is the same. His pardon cost $1 million and helped her Hillary. Relax, folks, now just move along, there's nothing here to see. Tubby Bill chases the skirts just like Anthony Weiner. His brother said Bill's nose would blow was like a vacuum cleaner. The fast right-wing conspiracy, another of her tales. Lock her up, the people say, let ISIS pay her bail.
Because we're gonna put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. So now we have this Hillary, a liar and a thief. She wants us all to make her the commander-in-chief. She'll take the oath of office and say, so help me God. Fingers crossed behind her back with a wink and a nod.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Don't let anybody tell you that it's corporations and businesses that create jobs.
Everything I say is everything you've ever wanted to hear. So you drop your defenses, and you drop all your fears. And you're so busy feeling good that you never question why things are going so well. You wanna know why?
Welcome back. All right, politicalbombshow.cf. Let's get into to this main topic for today's show about the Empire Star. Many stories are coming out, and let's just dive into some of this. None dare call it a hoax. The Juicy Smollett saga continues. So let's see here. This is by PJ Media, this story here. Okay, a bizarre case of Juicy, I might be mispronouncing his name. I don't follow this guy, so I don't know. I don't watch The Empire, never did. So it's J-U-S-S-I-E, Juicy, Josiah, I don't know, Smollett, continues to unfold with the police still investigating what Smollett insists was a hate crime. Smollett tells the story of walking down the street in sub-zero temperatures and being attacked by two men wearing MAGA hats and screaming racial and homophobic slurs at him. Was this a hate crime? Maybe it was, and then maybe he wasn't attacked at all. The incident occurred in Chicago, a city torn by racial strife and massive distrust of the police. John Ziegler of Mediaite writes of how the investigation is unfolding. Among other things, the police have made it very clear they have not yet found any proof of an attack, despite having almost all of Smollett's movements on surveillance video. They have disclosed that Smollett would not give over his cell phone to verify this timeline of events, of course, because he's a freaking liar. They even published photos of persons of interest that they had to know were going to be universally mocked from being obviously irrelevant. In my view, none of those important revelations would have been made public in the way that they were unless there was extreme suspicion within the police force that Smollett's story was not fully accurate. By extension, media figures would not be being told by their police sources, as I have been told and currently happening both routinely and with vigor, that the authorities are acting on the assumption that they will never find any evidence to fully substantiate Smollett's story. This isn't just happening via idle speculation either. The police are doing so with great specificity, even including an alternate theory for what really happened. Current attempts to find the origin of the rope found around Smollett's neck long after the event was over are believed to be the most likely game changer, if there is ever one in this case. So there's that story here. Then you have neighbors casting a doubt on historian. Like I said, his neighbors in that neighborhood are African Americans and gay males. So I just want you to soak that in. So one of his neighbors, let's see, nearly 2 weeks after Empire star Smollett claimed he was the victim of a racial homophobic attack, cops have yet to identify any suspects, and some people in this Tony Chicago neighborhood are growing skeptical. I don't believe it happened the way he said it did, said Agent Muhammad, who lives in the same swank high-rise near the Navy Pier as Smollett. I've been in this neighborhood 5 years. I don't believe it. Not around here. Half the people are gay and the other half are black. A patron at Lizzie McNally's Irish Pub about a block from the scene of the alleged January 29 incident said, Smollett's story doesn't really make sense. It's a lie because Chicago is the most liberal city around, said the man who wouldn't give his name. They have cameras everywhere. Why can't they find the attack? Because it's a lie, obviously. I think he's being facetious there. He knows it's a lie. Cops have said they found plenty of surveillance video, but none that captured the incident. Meanwhile, Chicago police said Sunday that Smollett has yet to turn over the data from his phone, of course, because this is a lie. And more so, it's a political lie to cast Trump supporters in a bad light, which angers me. Really angers me. You know, it really and truly angers me. So, he's got to go to jail. If it's found out to be true, people can't get away with this, because more and more people are just going to do these things, and it's not right. This guy should go to jail. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people lying just to to get a political point across. It's sickening. It really is. So according to a recent report from Page Six, two neighbors of the Empire star Smollett have allegedly come forward to say that the actor is lying. Like I read before, like the other story, half the neighborhood are gay and the other half are black. So I'm gonna just share this story real quick here. Share that story there. Okay, so let's see. What else can I say about it? Let's see. Fox deeply saddened and outraged over an Empire star. Let's see what's happening here. So apparently Fox is very saddened. Let's see. Fox deeply saddened and outraged. Let's come on, skip ad. Fox deeply saddened and outraged over attack on Empire star Jussie Smollett. Update: just hours after violent assault upon the attacker, investigator says. This is an older. This is an older story, so it's. Yeah, this is not. Let's see. Let's look at this one here. You know, I don't like when it's just like this reminds me of the Kavanaugh thing with the women lying. It's the same difference. It's the same thing. This guy is lying, and it's all political. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them. I really am sick and tired of people lying just to get a political point across. I really am. So I don't know what else I could say about this. It's just really unfortunate that that this guy is trying to make a political point by lying and saying that he was attacked with someone with a MAGA hat on. It's a lie. He knows it. There's no evidence with all of the cameras around to corroborate what he said there. So he's a bold-faced liar. He really is. He really and truly is. Now, if something really did happen to him now, he, you know, it's going to be much more difficult to believe him. So, don't lie. Don't cry rape if you weren't raped. Don't cry sexual assault if you weren't sexually assaulted. Don't cry homophobic attacks if you weren't homophobically attacked. And don't blame it on specific political persons, because it's clearly was a political stunt here, and he really should spend some time in jail and find a heavy fine if he's found out to be lying, which I'm pretty sure the truth is going to come out. He's a liar, and it angers me. So that's all I got for Tuesday, and let's see, is anything else I want to talk about here? Not really. Boy, customers line up at a drive-thru as A&W burns to the ground. Wait a minute. Wow. I was going to end with that, but this, let's see what this is all about. Holy cow, it really did burn to the ground. Huh. Totally. I'm looking at the images. It really, oh, wow. Huh. My goodness. That's bad. Okay, so the wildlife poacher turned protector. I don't think there's much more here. No, I don't think there's much more here. So, that's it. Now I think I have to get outside, assess how much wet snow has fallen, and break my back. Good thing I bought there was a sale on, what do you call it? There was a sale on salt. I think they were 40-pound bags. I bought 5 of them. So, I'm going to need them. I don't know if I'm going to use all 5 bags because 40 pounds is a lot, but I got it. So, anyway, let me go assess what's going on out there. And you be good until next time we speak. Which, probably hump day, but I don't know. Because if, honestly, if there's a lot of snow falling and I have to shovel all that stuff, I don't know if I'm going to have the energy. But we'll see. Take care. Bye-bye now. Political corruption in the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.